The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There was a particular Bachar in Eretz Yisrael. And this Bachar started learning about Dan Lekav Zechus, giving the benefit of the doubt, and he was smitten by this concept, this idea of trying to always see the positive in other people. He would walk in the streets near Tel Aviv, he lived in Bnei Brak, and he would see cars driving on Shabbos, and he would just say, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, they're all going to have a baby in the hospital. He'd see a guy on his phone, and he'd say, he's for sure a doctor. It's for sure Pikuach Namish. The guy's 14, whatever. He's becoming a doctor. He's Atzala. Everything that he saw, he tried to justify. And it's a beautiful way to live. Just looking at the world with rose-colored glasses. But one day he sees something, and it bothers him tremendously. The Rav of his community, his shul, is standing on the second floor, on his merpeset, on his balcony. And he's holding an apple, and he just sees his peripheral vision. The Rav makes a bracha, takes one bite out of the apple. All of a sudden he sees the Rav take the apple, throw it, and he pegs a cat downstairs in the chatzar in the courtyard. He hits the cat, and he nails the cat. The Bachar can't believe this. Just a week or two earlier, the Rav gave a shir about Tzar Bala Chaim, about being extra sensitive and caring to animals, even stray animals. And maybe a month or two earlier, the Rav spoke about Batashkis, not ruining good, edible food. And here the Rav, in one action, took a beautiful, perfect apple, he took one bite out of it, and he pegs the cat. He can't believe it. And a whole week long, he's trying to think of a way to justify. Maybe it's apikabel chakal tapuchim kadishin, these holy apples that you throw at cats, and maybe the cat's a gilgul of some guy whose name was Cats. And he can't think of any way to justify it. And he doesn't want to go into Shabbos with the negativity of the Rav sitting in the front, and he has negative thoughts about the Rav. So what does one do? He decides, I have to come clean. He comes to the Rav on Erev Shabbos, he knocks on his door, and he says, Rav, I have a shayim. He says, sure, what's your shayim? He goes, what happens if you see someone do something? And you try so hard to be down the kavzachot, to give them benefit of the doubt, but you just can't come up with a plausible explanation. Are you still obligated to be down the kavzachot, to give them the benefit of the doubt? And the Rav says, good shayla. He says, can you give me some more details? And he just pours it out. He says, Rav, I saw you. Second floor. Apple. Ha'eitz. A whole apple. Peg a cat. I mean, practice what you preach. The Rav smiles and says, sit down. I want to share with you something personal, and it should remain between the two of us. This young fellow says, okay, well, what is it? He says, I want you to know something. As you know, me and my wife were married for 17 years and we never had children. You don't know this part of the story. You know we don't have children. It's 17 years into our marriage, my wife becomes pregnant. And our simcha was over the top. We were elated. In her seventh month, just 2 months left to have our first child after 17 plus years of marriage. One day, she was taking the garbage down to the garbage room. In this particular building had like a garbage room with two big doors, two metal doors. It's outside, and you throw your garbage in. It was in the evening. It was a little bit late at night. She carries the garbage in. As she opens the doors, all of a sudden, a cat, which was in there, became startled and jumped on my wife. And my wife freaked out. She shrieked, and she threw the garbage in. And sadly, a day or two later, when she went to the doctor, the baby had no heartbeat. The incident had been so traumatic and so scary that whatever it was, these things happened, and we lost that child. He says to the Bach, I want you to know something. My wife is in our 6 months now. It's been a while. It's been some time since that last story. And I was at my merpeset, and I was eating an apple, and I made ha'etz, and all of a sudden, I saw something that she didn't see. My wife is going with the garbage. She's coming from one end, and I see a cat coming from the other end. And I'm like, no, this can't happen. We can't have chas l'shalom ever repeat. And I just took the apple ahead, and I pegged the cat. The cat ran away, and nothing happened to my wife. See, you have to be down like Kav Sechus. You have to give the benefit of the doubt, even if it's so far-fetched. And the Rav was right. And we know he's right. And we know we should be down like Kav Sechus. And let's realize that the world around us is filled with good people, well-meaning people. And let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's not treat them more inferior than we treat ourselves. We constantly justify and give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. Why can't we do that to the world around us? And if we do it, it'll increase shalom and harmony and peace and unity in our home, in our workplace, in our shul, in our community, in our school, everywhere. And shalom is so important. Like a friend of mine said, sadly, it took a war to bring peace. Let's not need a war. Let's be gan l'kav sechus, because ultimately, that'll bring peace.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org